been having so much fun making all these audios. Both the hypnotic and just normal scripts. Now, hopefully you have been having fun too. But I have an idea that's going to make it even more fun. So that when you listen to any of my audios, whether they are meant to be hypnotic or not, that there will be triggers from this file that will make you feel a certain way. When you hear them from my voice anywhere, the way I want you to feel, it's going to feel so good. And all of the triggers I'm going to embed in your mind in this file, they're all pleasure triggers. There's no need to worry. They will make you feel good, make you more obedient, a better submissive for me. And of course I have one to get your dick hard whenever I want. We are going to have so much fun, the two of us, as I take you down, deep into your mind, deep where your only thought is to please me. That's such a nice place to be. Now relax, lay down, lean back. Get comfortable by whatever surface is available to you. The important thing is that you get comfortable for me. And just let my voice carry your thoughts. Let the cushions absorb you. So soft and comfortable. If you give in to my voice and let it control your thoughts, you will experience a new pleasure, a unique pleasure that will explode inside of you as it runs up every one of your nerve endings, screaming in joy for just how good it feels. And that sounds so nice, doesn't it? You want to feel that good, and you will feel that good when you please me, by sinking into my voice, as you sink into your cushions and feel your body start to relax. Now slightly, just a bit, open your mouth for me, and take in that first deep breath, slowly letting the air slide through your lips, as you let my voice slowly in through your ears. Let it out now, and let your stress start to go with it. All that bit that's built up in you, let work go, and breathe in again, tasting the oxygen as it goes down to fill your lungs, and fill you with energy and life. As my voice fills your mind with energy and life. And let it go. And with it, let go of your anger, your frustration. Right now, there is only peace. As you fill yourself with calm with each breath. And let go of all your worries and sadness every time you breathe out. Your muscles are relaxing now. You can feel it. They lie flatter against the cushions as you let yourself sink in. Your very skin is pulling into it as you are being pulled into my trance. You don't need your eyes right now. Everything you need to see will be in your mind. And your eyes are just so heavy. It takes so much effort to keep them open. Effort you don't really want right now. So just close them and entrust yourself to me. My sweet boy, float for me. I want you to let go of all of your power. It's not difficult. Just follow the swirl of my words inside you and let everything else fade out as the simple distraction it is. I want you to picture my words in your head as a thread coming in through your ear, floating and blowing into your mind. This thread has no color. It has no substance. But still, it is just so real as you follow it with your mind. And just let your thoughts follow that thread as it spirals down and then up, collecting your thoughts and spinning them out as it goes. My sweet boy, let go of your power. As you let go of your thoughts, just surrender into my voice, and I will take your power, your unpleasant thoughts, and with it, all of your stress. And you will find the more of your power, the more of your thoughts you give up, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you give me your power and your thoughts. Your power is such a burden. As you give it to me, your stress feels so much lower. The weight you bear so much lighter. Your thoughts are so heavy. As you give them to me, your mind feels so much lighter. And you will find the more of your power, the more of your thoughts you give up, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you give me your power and your thoughts. And as your body feels heavy against the cushion, this weight, this lack of will to move in any way, it allows your mind to float free, following the thread of my voice. As I carry your thoughts, carry them away so my voice can come in and fill you with peace and with a quiet purpose. My purpose. My sweet boy, you don't need to be doing anything right now because you are doing something good right now. You are listening to me as I take you deeper and deeper into your mind. As you follow the thread of my voice, as it floats through your brain, spinning and spiraling and collecting all of your thoughts and replacing them with my words. My sweet boy, I want your mind to pause on these words. My sweet boy, the thread of your thoughts tangling around it as it drags the words down deep inside of you. And as the thread drags the words down, you, that you that is aware and awake, go down with it, further and further, deeper and deeper,
deeper and deeper,
following the thread of my voice,
my sweet boy.
When you hear it, it gently pulls you down, deeper into trance, my sweet boy. Just let the thread carry you along.
And deeper.
Spinning and spiraling.
My spiraling.
Going deeper every time you hear.
My sweet boy.
And the deeper you go, the more of yourself you release to me.
My sweet boy.
Release to all of your responsibilities.
Surrender to
I'll hold them for you. You can trust me.
Deeper. And
you feel so safe when you are with me.
Just go down. My sweet boy.
You know that I'll take care of you. As I take away your stress.
My sweet boy.
So you can focus deeper and deeper on me.
I'll take care of you.
On what I want you to do.
Let me take away
your
stress.
So you can just be
surrender.
My sweet boy.
Focus on me.
And not have to think
deeper and deeper.
Except which thoughts I tell you to.
My sweet
You're doing
boy.
So good. It makes
you
me so happy to see how much you trust me.
Just make me happy.
So happy at how you trust my voice to guide your thoughts.
So good.
So happy as they imprint deep inside of you. Now, what I would like for you to do is just open your eyes for a moment. Slowly, easily, raising your gaze up to the ceiling. Just open them up and pick a spot on the wall or the ceiling. And just focus on that spot. I know it's hard. You just want to close your eyes and sleep for me. But I'm asking you to hold them open a bit longer and focus on that spot. I know that most of your concentration is gone, but use whatever you have left to focus on that spot, and let my words just keep flowing through you, guiding you, stringing you along, so effortlessly. Good. Now, just let your eyes close back down again, my sweet boy. Just close those eyes and fall deeper and deeper down for me. My sweet boy. Deeper and deeper down. As we gather up those last few stray thoughts. Anything left in that big, empty head of yours. And just let my words fill it up. As you give in completely for me. My sweet boy. Now, what you are going to do now is just open your eyes one more time for me. I know, it's so hard. Your eyes are just so heavy. But I am telling you to do this, and you are going to do it. Open those eyes and focus on that spot again. Focus on that spot and my words. I know. You just want to close them and feel my words and my control. But I am still in control with your eyes open now. Still guiding you. Still helping you. I think you'll find, as you stare at that spot, that your vision is blurry and you can't really concentrate very well anymore. Your mind is so foggy, so weak, and empty, that just focusing on that spot is just much too difficult. Try to focus. Try your best. And then just let yourself fail. It's okay to fail to think when I am thinking for you. I am guiding you. I am in control. So you don't need to be in control. Just fail to think so easily and let those heavy eyes fall closed. My sweet boy.
My sweet boy.
My sweet boy. Whenever you hear me say,
my sweet boy,
my sweet boy, whether it is in one of my files, of my files, you will feel this peacefulness that you feel right now. The peace of knowing that you are in my power
so
and under
good.
My control. The peace of knowing you are in my power and under my control, and that everything is going to be wonderful,
sweet boy,
so long as you do what I tell you, so long as you are an obedient boy, and it just feels so
good.
You are doing so good.
So long as you
when I say my sweet boy,
just obey,
and your mind just floats free.
Just be a good
following
boy.
The thread of my voice.
An obedient
as I take away
boy.
All of your heavy thoughts and spin them away
a good
as
boy.
You follow my voice
and feel
follow
so good.
My commands.
Such a good boy.
As they imprint deep
you're
inside
doing
of you.
So good.
And when I say, sweet boy, your mind
my
will drop
boy.
Into this place.
My sweet boy.
And you will fall into my trance.
Just
your mind will empty
free.
Itself. Your mind will open itself. And you
smiling,
will be receptive to
spinning.
Everything I say.
Just
everything I tell you to do. It will feel so,
so happy,
good. So relaxing.
And spiraling.
To be a sweet boy for me. Just to
follow
anchor your mind to this wonderful place.
Deeper.
Where you get to make me happy.
Just obey.
By following my command.
Further,
and when I say, sweet boy,
further,
your mind will drop into this place.
Deeper,
and you will fall into my trance.
Deeper,
your mind will empty
boy.
Itself. Your mind will open
further,
itself.
And
you will be receptive
just
to everything I say. Everything
smiling
I tell you to
down.
Do. It will feel
deep
so good. So relaxing. To be a sweet
deep
boy for me.
Inside.
And just to anchor your mind
deeper
to this wonderful place. Where you
so
get to make me happy.
You are mine.
By following my commands.
Further.
Every
further.
Time I say.
You
sweet boy.
Being my
you will go down deep. Each time. Deeper than before.
I say.
You will go down further. And everything
you're so much
will just. Calm down.
It feels so good.
As you melt down into my words.
It feels
sweet
so
boy,
good.
Doesn't it just feel so nice?
So relaxing.
To be so deep in trance
my
with
sweet
me.
Boy.
You can't wait
anchor
to return here.
Deep
where
inside.
All of your stress is gone.
My sweet
taken
boy.
Away.
You
where you can just follow the
happy.
Thread of my voice. As it spins
it feels
and spirals,
so good to make
taking
me happy.
Away your anxieties as you follow my
it's
voice.
So good.
It's just the most
to
wonderful
make
place.
Me happy.
And you are just so happy
good.
Here. You are so happy I can
good
bring
boy.
You back.
You love
and just hearing,
making
sweet boy,
me happy.
Will bring you back here. Isn't that wonderful?
Feel good.
That just two words can bring you so much peace.
Down deep.
Sweet boy, bring you into this place
mind.
Of peace and blissful
melt
tranquility.
To my voice.
Sweet boy,
just
where you can escape all of your responsibilities.
My sweet
as I guide
boy.
You into a more and more
so
relaxed state.
So pleasurable.
So lovely and peaceful.
You can't wait. It's
with all of
here.
Your stress, just pulled
it's
away
so
on a thread,
it's
following
so
my voice.
Here.
Isn't it wonderful? That just two words can
worry.
Bring you so much peace.
You can make
sweet
me
boy,
happy here.
Bring you into
because
this place
I'm
of peace and blissful tranquility.
Because you're
sweet
just
boy, where you can escape
boy.
All
I
of your responsibilities.
You.
As I guide you into a more and more relaxed state.
Spinning and spiraling.
So lovely and peaceful.
You love
with all of your stress.
Controlled.
Just pulled
no
away on a thread. Following my
it
voice.
It just feels so good.
As you let my commands
no
sink deep
stress.
Inside of you.
So good.
And here we are.
No more pressure.
Deep into a nice,
so
quiet place inside of your
so
mind.
So happy. It feels
where
so
your
good.
Only thoughts are the ones I give
my
you.
My sweet boy.
Mm.
My sweet boy.
And it is just
you can't
so nice
wait to come back.
And while we are here, I'm going to put a few thoughts in your mind.
My sweet boy.
Just let them sink in.
Amazing.
When I say, sweet boy, you'll return to this wonderful place.
Such a happy
where you are blissfully relaxed and receptive to my words. Whenever I say, sweet boy,
so good,
the words will hit you like a wave of pressure snapping into your brain.
Relax with me.
Blanking it out so I can come in.
Just blissful relaxation.
You will open your mind to let me in.
All you have to do
to let me control your thoughts and guide you to my will to make me happy. When I say, my sweet boy,
just obey me.
The words will drag you down deeper,
spiraling
down deeper into this place.
Just be a good
where everything is wonderful.
Deeper,
you love being here
and deep,
basking in the pleasure like the sun warming you. As my happiness warms you,
deeper,
and it just feels so good. You won't try to fight against it because you love being here so much, where you feel so good and so relaxed. Whenever I say, my sweet boy. Now, I'm going to show you just how easy it is to come back into trance when I say, sweet boy, to go into it, to go back into it, to go deeper into it. So I'm going to bring you up so we can go back down. And when you go back down, when I say, sweet boy, you will go twice as deep as you were before I woke you up, and it will feel twice as good, as you will double down deeper and deeper every time I say, my sweet boy. You will go down further into trance than you were before. But first we have to wake you up. I'm going to count to five. And when I reach five, you will wake up. So I can show you how easy it is to go back down. One, you feel yourself starting to rise. Two, rise out of my trance. Three, your consciousness fading back in. Four, your eyes starting to open. Five, you are awake, conscious and alert. Welcome back. I just want you to know you've been doing so good and making me so happy. My sweet boy, feeling yourself dropping even deeper into trance, feeling me smiling at you. I want you to float in the bliss that is my approval for a moment, a warm glow flooding your body as you float. Did you know? In addition to being your domino and controlling your thoughts, I have another life, another face, where I'm a massage therapist. Now, some people think massage therapy is for submissives, and they are so very, very wrong. You see, when my hands are on someone, well, that person belongs to me. And they do everything I tell them to, just as you do. Sweet boy, I cause as much pain as I do pleasure, but it is always for your own good. And you do everything I tell you to. Move this way. Relax your head. And you are a good boy. Can you imagine if I was working on you? My hands touching your body because you were so good. Such a good boy that you deserve a reward. How good it would feel. I want you to visualize it. Feel me on your skin. smell my hair as I lean down and it brushes over you. You lying down in a dark room, lit only by 3 flickering candles. Nice and warm. Cozy. With a warm sheet and a warm blanket covering you. You can feel its weight just holding you down. Comforting you. And heat just radiating up from the table as you lay on your back, trusting your vulnerable, naked body into my hands, and just anticipating how good it is going to feel. I start with your head, just rubbing it. Small, gentle circles on both sides of your head, swirling pleasure into your brain. It always feels so good to have your head rubbed, doesn't it? My fingers on both sides of your skull, pressing into your pressure points, causing you pleasure as it tingles and runs through your entire body. As my fingers move along your scalp, just lightly caressing, you start to lose focus because it feels so good and sends shivers all over your body. And as you feel me pull back the sheet and the blanket, covering your body, a smile just warms its way up from deep inside of you, because you know the pleasure you're about to feel as I take control of you, both mind and body. Body and mind. And as my hands move down to your neck, I just start kneading with my knuckles. You let out a deep breath and let everything go. Because this pleasure is a relaxing pleasure that releases you from all of your pain. As I take away all of your body's tightness, so you can just relax. As my hands go further down your body, and you find your mind's activity slowing down. Going further down. And you just start to drift. Good boy. I want you to think now. Think the thoughts I give to you. Deep inside your mind. Think on this pleasure and why you are feeling it. You're feeling it because I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you because you are a good boy. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Me calling you a good boy? It feels nice, too, when I praise you and call you a good boy. You can feel it on your skin, shivering as my words travel through your body. An amazing sensation of pleasure as my hands massage slowly over you. My hands are on your arms now. And it feels so good as I stroke along them. Gently squeezing the sides. Little arm cuddles of pleasure. As I stroke along the sensitive underside of your arms. And every squeeze is happiness. As your eyes roll back in your head from the pleasure. You know you would do anything to keep me from stopping. But all I want you to do is be my good boy and come back to me so I can play with your mind and stroke your skin and make you feel so amazing. And these feelings I give you are so amazing, so addicting, just running my fingertips lightly over every inch of your body, every single inch. This is why you obsess over my voice, over my control over you. Because it just feels so amazingly wonderful. Every touch, flaring sensation. Because you were a good boy. And you will feel this pleasure as a wave across your body, your entire body. Just feeling so good. Because you were a good boy. Just feeling like someone is lightly rubbing your entire body. Because you are a good boy. Sending shivers of pleasure up your spine. Because you are a good boy. As my fingers follow your pleasure, doubling it. And you feel so good, you start to shiver as the pleasure just wraps over your entire body. But the pleasure is just so relaxing as well. All because you are a good boy, responding to my trigger and coming back down into trance under my control. And you make me happy, my sweet boy. I'm leaning over you now to reach your chest. And as I lean over, my hair brushes over your face. And it just smells so good as my hair butterflies against your face. You smell flowers and berries. And you just take in a deep breath, letting my scent fill you. Cementing in your mind the wonderful feeling as I move my hands across your body. And my hands now are on your chest, just stroking across, rubbing in circles as I find all of your knots. Just like my voice is coming into your mind and finding all of your stress. And when I find a knot, my hands go firmer, and it feels so good as I rub your pain away, as my voice rubs away all of your stress, and you just sink even deeper into my power, until truly, the only thing you can think of is me, and the pleasure I bring you when you are a good boy. And every time I say, good boy, you will feel a rush of pleasure, a rush of pride running through your entire body, warming up from inside you, feeling so good, like a pleasurable blush rising through your skin, all because I said the words, good boy. Let's try it now. Good boy. It feels so good, doesn't it? You can feel it as my hands move across your chest, moving down, stroking and rubbing, making you feel so good, and smoothing all of your tension away as my hands move along your body. Your only thoughts are my thoughts, and how you can continue to convince me to continue to make you feel this good. All you can think of is how you can be a good boy for me. It all feels so blissfully amazing. You are so amazing. With how good you are being. So obedient. And I just know you want to please me. When we are done and you awake, all you will think about is how you can please me. And what you can do to make me say, good boy. So you can feel this blissful feeling, this wonderful pleasure. Because deep down here, where you are most vulnerable, you're most open. You know that this is all you really want. To make me happy. And while my happiness is reward enough for you, giving you pleasure by saying good boy is just cream on the top. It just feels so good as you feel my hands start to trail lower down your chest, reaching your hips and moving down your legs. Stroking and feeling so good as my hands glide over your body, finding your sensitive inner thigh, and just lightly kneading my hands over it, one over the other. The light pressure and several soft points of contact from my fingers tickle you. And you find yourself giggling. Just a little bit. Just because it feels so tickly and good. As I lightly glide my fingers over your sensitive thighs, up over your knees as I stroke down your lower leg, and to your feet. It feels so good. Your entire body is just so relaxed now, so released. A pile of mush on my table, a puddle in my power, under my control. You feel so safe with me in control, with giving me your power and your thoughts, my sweet boy. Such a good boy. You love these words, because when I say these words deep down, you know it means you've made me happy. You've been obedient and surrendered yourself to my will, to my control. It feels so good to be controlled, and I love seeing you this way. You know what I love even more? Restraining you, making you unable to move, trapping you. Except when I restrain you, it doesn't feel like a trap. It feels safe and relaxing, knowing I am in control and you don't have to worry. I love having you under my control. It is just my favorite thing. Because you are just such a good boy. And I love taking you deeper and deeper. So I'm going to take you further and further. And teach you a new trigger. My favorite trigger. To sear into your mind. Whether you are in trance or awake. Such a fun trigger. I'm going to count down now as I bind you to me. With every word, further and further binding you to the cushions beneath. And when I get to one, I'm going to give you a trigger. Such a fun trigger. I'm going to put it so deep inside of you,
that it never comes out, and I can use it on you whenever I want to make you feel aroused and feel a sexual pleasure course through your body. Your whole body a resounding echo of absolute pleasure. Like that shudder of intense bliss when you first enter a hot bath, it will wash over you, through you. I know you want to hear it. My trigger to control your cock, to make it swell up and jerk with pleasure. You want me to say it, so your cock will jerk with an intense sexual pleasure and feel your arousal being triggered. But only I control when you hear it. And I'm going to say it when I choose to. After I count you down into an even deeper part of your subconscious where my trigger will always stay. And always work. 45. I know you are excited to hear your new trigger. 44. The word that will make your groin warm up and start to ache. 43. But first I want you completely restrained. 42. In your mind. 41. Reflected on your body. 40. Focus on my words and feel as my hands run over your skin. 39. As I take a leather strip. 38. And secure you nice and snugly to the bed. 37. I'm so close now. 36. Close enough that you can smell the leather. 35. Drifting up as I collar your neck. 34. Strapping it to the bed. 33. The collar makes you feel so good inside. 32. A safe, happy feeling as you feel the metal jingle. 31. And know you're a good boy. 30. As you put all of your trust in me. 29. With a strap going over your shoulders. 28. As I belt your chest into place. 27. I have a shorter strip. 26. I'm using it to secure first one wrist. 25. And then the other. 24. To the sides of your body. 23. Pulling the straps nice and tight. 22. And belting them into place. 21. And you feel so much more relaxed. 20. With every strap. 19. As I go down your body. 18. Securing your waist. 17. And as my hands are near your hips. 16. You feel them straining against the straps. 15. Just waiting for me to give you the trigger. 14. To say the words. 13. That will shoot off your arousal. 12. Your sexual pleasure. 11. As my hands move lower on your body. 10. Trapping your thighs. 9. Making you immobile. 8. As I finally belt down your ankles. 7. And you can't move any part of your body. 6. You are completely in my power. 5. And as we get closer to the word. 4. It's going to feel so good. 3. Sexual pleasure just jerking into you. 2. And the word is 1. Clench. The word is clench, and whenever you hear it, in trance or out, you will feel your body clench. clench
all around your groin.
A sexual clench.
That's right.
As you feel a jolt of energetic pleasure hit you inside of you. And make your hips move upwards. Seeking my voice. So I can say clench.
Clench
again. And make that intense sexual pleasure hit you again.
Clench.
Whenever you hear me say clench over and over, that fucking fantastic frustration, as your body tenses in a convulsion of enjoyment, as your hips buck up, straining towards even more pleasure,
clench for me.
As even your butt clenches in delight,
that's right.
You feel the warmth spreading at the top of your thighs. Warm tingling as it moves in closer to the most private part of you. Which you have given up to my control.
Clench for me.
Surrendering your pleasure to me. So that I control when your most private parts feel arousal.
Clench.
Feel excited and clench at the sound of my voice as your body clenches. And you feel it run up inside of you.
Clench.
Starting at the base of your cock.
Clench for me.
Running up higher and higher. The pleasure just wrapping around your entire body as it moves up, spinning and spiraling throughout your body. Your arousal growing, becoming a need inside of you. You need to hear me say clench. You need me to give you this sexual pleasure, arousing your body.
Clench.
As your mind can only focus on my voice and the sexual pleasure it brings. As you sink deeper, deeper into your own arousal. Every time I say clench, and it's just so exciting now. Your arousal is building and you start to feel like you could come if I let you.
Clench for me.
Because you are under my control. And you can't come without my permission. Unless I tell you to. But if I did tell you to.
Clench.
No, it would just be so intense. The most amazing full body orgasm. Because when I make you come, you feel it everywhere. A deep sexual pleasure, so wonderful. Your hips are just jerking from me talking about it. You need it. My permission.
Clench.
As the frustration builds up inside of you.
Clench.
The sexual energy spinning from your mind, spiraling down towards your most private part. And you feel the jerk as I say the word over and over. Each clench bringing you closer and closer. You're such a good boy, clenching for me.
Clench.
You want to come so badly, but you are waiting for my permission because you are such an obedient submissive.
Clench.
And you know if you wait, your orgasm is going to be so much more amazing, infusing your entire body with pleasure as clench sinks into your mind, a trigger I can use whenever I desire to make you hard, to make you sexually ready for anything I want from you.
Clench.
Whenever I say clench, clench,
clench,
it just jolts through you, preparing you for use.
Clench.
Your body squirming against the restraints.
Clench.
You need it so badly. You need for me to let you come as you feel this amazing wash of pleasure spiraling
clench
through your entire body, making
clench
you harder and harder as you swell bigger and
clench
bigger, as you tighten more and more. Your entire body tensing, silently begging me, begging for my permission. You need it. I love having you so frustrated, writhing in need before me. Your entire body clenching and unclenching, so close to orgasm.
I'm just waiting.
So close to coming.
Clench for me.
Listening to my voice. Such a good boy. You want to come, you need to come, and I've decided.
Clench.
I'm going to allow you to come. I'm going to make you come.
Clench.
To clench your body as the waves of pleasure break over you, spreading through your entire body. Just clenching and unclenching, amazing, intense pleasure taking you over. Again and again.
The wonderful feeling spiraling up and down through your body as your mind spins and you just clench. 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 Your body just clenches harder and harder as it rushes through you, jerking and squirming. You have my permission to come. And in a moment, I want you to come for me, feeling the powerful buildup, the pressure as your balls fill up, and it just feels so good. My good boy, come for me. I want you to clench, clench, and come for me. Over and over, feeling that pleasure building, washing over you, surging through your body. And it just feels so good. So good. My good boy, you just feel so good. And you just relax into your restraints as an afterglow hits you. Still twitching as aftershocks of pleasure run through your body. And you are just so happy that you followed all of my commands. And you will always follow my commands. And when I say, sweet boy, you will come back to this place where I am in control. And you feel relaxed. As you relax into my voice. When I say, sweet boy, you will go deep into trance. My sweet boy, sending you deeper and deeper as my commands hook into the deepest part of you, anchoring my triggers. And when you hear me say, good boy, you feel this pleasure you feel now, even if you are awake and aware. Especially if you are listening to one of my audios. All of my audios. And when I say good boy, you will feel this afterglow of amazing, blissful sensation you are feeling right now. So that all you can focus on is how to get me to say good boy again. So you can feel so good again. And every time I say it, you will feel this amazing pleasure saturating your entire body. So every time you hear it, you can't wait for me to say it again. My good boy, just feel it anchoring deep inside of you, where your only desire is to please me. It pleases me so much to have you under my control like this. Just waiting for my words to command you. Knowing I can make your body respond to my wishes. Such a good boy. You are such a good boy, you know. Even now. Even so deep down that when I say clench, your body will respond to me. And you will swell up as you feel a sexual pleasure well up inside of you. Making you hard. Making you feel intense sexual pleasure. So good. Anytime you hear me say clench in or out of trance. And most of all, when you hear my voice in any of my audios. Or maybe just talking to me over the net. And you want to feel this pleasure again and again. And you want to feel this arousal at my command. Which is why I'm anchoring it deep inside of you. Only to respond at the sound of my voice saying, clench. And my voice alone. Such a full body pleasure, securing itself to your very soul, deep inside of you, just waiting for me to say these words. My sweet boy, my good boy, just one last time.
Just one last time, I want you to feel the arousing sexual pleasure swell up inside of you, wash over you, as I use the trigger.
Clench. So good. You make me so happy following my commands.
Now let your mind float for me.
It's time to wake you up now. You are going to wake up refreshed, remembering all of the joy, all of the pleasure of following my commands. You will feel so relaxed. My commands will be anchored inside of you, but you won't need to focus on them. You will just focus on how good you feel right now. And every time you come back, the effects will be stronger. Your mind will be conditioned and trained more to the pathways of following my voice, obeying my triggers, feeling every sensation I describe. I'm going to count back up now, up to 10. And when I get to 10, I want you to wake up feeling great. 1. You feel me undoing all restraints on your body. 2. Releasing you. 3. Letting you free. 4. No longer immobile. 5. Your mind able to think. 6. Your mind starting to become aware again. 7. Able to think your own thoughts. 8. Coming out of the daze. 9. Your eyes feeling lighter, able to open. 10. Wake up. Come on. Good boy. Wasn't that lovely? Our little journey together. Be a good boy and we can go back soon.
Feeling nice now, are we?
Nice and compliant.
I like you when you're nice and compliant.
And, you know, not a brat.
I know you sometimes get that urge to say little smart-ass things. See if you can make me crack a smile. Make me lose my dumb voice. And it's funny, it's amusing, I know. It's cute even. Hey, even I enjoy it a bit. When you say something that's just a little bit too over the edge and disrespectful, but you're smiling because you see me laugh and you think that that makes you safe.
Because if there's one thing I really do love, it's taking that safety away from you.
Taking you from being a little loud-ass bitch, honestly. And then just smiling and laughing, and as I'm smiling and laughing, I grab you by your fucking hair. And I shove your face down to the ground. And then I quickly disabuse you of the notion that you're going to get away with being a little brat.
I find pain is a very good teacher for such things. And it's okay to be that way sometimes, just so long as you understand there will be a punishment, and it won't be the fun kind.
Have a good day, my little brat.